In Green Bay, the place for young partiers to go on the weekend is Washington Street in downtown.
Do you want one?
There it is, everybody. Make it a fat dog.
Dare go out?
5 years ago, Fat Dogs was born. That's fat spelled hip-hop style with a PH. A young entrepreneur wheeled his hot dog cart onto Washington Street, setting up outside packed bars. The carts are routinely there until 3 a.m. or later. Back then, there were no city regulations governing sidewalk vendors. There still aren't, but the city council is working on it. They're considering rules that would dictate where the carts can set up. More importantly, in the eyes of bargoers, the city is considering a curfew. This week, a committee recommended shutting the carts down at the same time the bars close. That would be 2 a.m. on weekdays, 2:30 on Saturday. Initially, the city considered a 1:30 curfew. Either way, it's not a popular option on Washington Street. This woman named Teal eats a fat dog every time she's out.
They're pretty much telling us that we have to drive drunk now to go to Country Kitchen or Perkins or Taco Bell, some other place to get it when we can just walk out and have a snack.
Most downtown restaurants are closed long before the bars are. Other eateries are on the periphery of town, so convenience is a big factor in the vendor's favor, and customers are letting their displeasure at the curfew known. Fat Dog's founder and owner is John Castra. He says he sells the most food between 11 p.m. and 3 a.m. He's collected more than 2,000 petition signatures from people who don't want the earlier close.
People I don't even know, people 70, 80 years old who have never been on the street in the middle of the night, stop me in Shopko or stop me at the mall, say, you know what, John, give them hell, you know, and it's great.
But people who've never been on Washington Street late at night haven't seen the swarms of people crowding around the carts or the leftovers on the sidewalks the morning after. Police say it's becoming a problem, and the alderman leading the charge for regulation says other businesses are complaining. Guy Zimmer has heard beefs from tenants of office buildings, brick-and-mortar restaurant operators, and from managers at the newly renovated $3 million Meyer Theater on Washington Street.
The leftover condiments, vomit that people, sometimes they're full of booze, they eat, they're chucking it up. It's not really a positive image for downtown Green Bay to have vendors there at night.
John Castrop says his customers do leave litter behind, but he says he and the five other people who work for him try to clean it up.
To me, that's a silly argument, because if you want people downtown and you have no trash, that's a problem, because that means there's nobody downtown.
One thing Castrop won't take the blame for is inciting violence. Police say they've had to break up fights near the carts, but Castrop says it's not the meat that's drawing the heat.
There are fights. Fights happen. I mean, you see them once in a while, regardless. When you put alcohol into some people, that's what happens.
Besides Fat Dog's five carts, there is another vendor named Top Dogs and one named Holy Smokers that sells ribs. Guy Zima chairs the City Protection and Welfare Committee. He says he admires the vendors' entrepreneurial spirits, but that there are real problems. Vendors must be licensed by the County Health Department and be subject to inspection. That's what happened at the Fat Dog's permanent kitchen this week. Zima stopped by with an inspector and found several violations.
One of the carts we went to didn't have any ice on the meat. They had no covers for the condiments, so that, you know, insects, et cetera, could get into it. And they had absolutely no water.
Castrop says the violations at the kitchen were minor, and they were fixed within 24 hours. But Zima says there are still concerns about the Fat Dog's carts. The other vendors met health department requirements. Zima says the food cart vendors should be held accountable just like sit-down restaurants are.
They pay rents, they pay property tax, they pay their health, they even hire off-duty policemen at their own expense to control crowds. These folks seem to want to operate late at night without having to worry about cleanup, without having to worry about crowd control.
Still, the city regulations don't make sense to bar patrons on Washington Street. Eric Walton of Green Bay sees it as a pattern that's making the city a less than fun place.
You know, everyone I've talked to thinks it's kind of stupid, because what's the point? It's actually a public service. I think it's kind of weird. It's because it's not the first business they've done it to. They've done it to, like, the Concert Cafe down on Main Street. They sort of shut them down when they wouldn't let them run shows after 10 o'clock.
The Concert Cafe was an underage dry nightclub. It closed shortly after the 10 p.m. curfew was imposed. At its meeting this week, the Protection and Welfare Committee came up with a preliminary ordinance for sidewalk vendors. The full city council is expected to vote on it in August. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.